Russian attacks on Ukraine are continuing unabated today, with airstrikes hitting an aircraft repair facility in Lviv in western Ukraine. There have also been further shelling in the port city of Mariupol. The attack in Lviv is the closest the war has come to the historic city, which has been a safe haven for many people fleeing from the fighting. Thomas Bendel is Emergency Communications Coordinator for Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. He spoke to me from Lviv a short time ago and told me what's been happening there.
Well, we have to say that compared to some of the other cities in Ukraine, the situation in Lviv is still relatively calm. There was an attack not far from the city this morning, but it's important to keep things in perspective. I mean, compared to what our colleagues are going through in Mariupol, for instance, things here are still relatively peaceful.
Mm-hmm. And we know, as you mentioned, there was that missile strike close to the city last night. What is the feeling there in Lviv there today? I suppose it has been up to now a relatively safe city, a sanctuary city for many people. What's the feeling like there today?
Yes, well, when you talk to people, it seems the atmosphere, the air is very much, it suggests that the war is getting closer. People are becoming more and more afraid. There is not much happening security-wise on the ground yet. There is a feeling that the war is closing in, that the front lines are getting closer. There are a lot of internally displaced people in the city who, as you said, came here to basically find sanctuary. Now they're very much afraid what is going to happen next. But it is very difficult for us to anticipate and to predict the future. All we can do is to prepare for the worst, which is why we are basically trying to prepare local hospitals, local medical infrastructure, so that they can be ready to receive a large influx of wounded if it comes to that. Hopefully it won't.
What are you hearing then from your colleagues in other cities, such as Mariupol, where there has been extensive shelling and very many people killed and injured?
Yes, the situation in Mariupol, according to our team, is the very definition of a humanitarian disaster. Just to give you an idea, there has been basically no clean and drinking water in the city for the past 10 days. Food is running out. There is virtually no electricity. There is no mobile connection. Hospitals, as well as pharmacies, are completely running out of stock. So even if there are people who need medical help, there is nothing to actually treat them with. In addition to all of that, the city continues to be encircled, so it is impossible to get any material inside, just as it is basically impossible to get anyone out of the city. The discussion about humanitarian corridors, basically it's just promises. There was one that was opened at the beginning of the week. Some people managed to leave the city because of that, but there are still thousands and thousands of people trapped inside who are in desperate need of help. So the situation there really remains critical. Maybe also just to add, I spoke with our colleagues 2 days ago, and they told me that what they're seeing even from their windows is there are bodies that are lying all over the streets. People, their neighbors, because there is no other place where to put them, they have to dig graves in their own backyards, in their own gardens. Sometimes they have to put even more than one body into one grave because there is just no room anywhere else. It's difficult to imagine how much the situation could get worse.
And how are doctors then and hospitals and emergency teams coping with all of this trauma?
Doctors and medical staff are people like anyone else. I think the most difficult thing for them is that they are there to help, but they actually can't because they have no supplies to work with. So for them, it's a difficult situation to be in also for that reason. But as I mentioned earlier, the shortages of water, the shortages of food, these things are affecting them as much as they affect anyone else in the city. One of our colleagues told me that when they want to get something to drink, basically what they have to do is they get snow from the rooftops and then they warm it and boil it in cups using cigarette lighters. Those are the only supplies that they have available at this point. Now imagine that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are living in the city just to get a glimpse of the scale of what is happening there.
That was Thomas Bendel from Médecins Sans Frontières speaking to me from Lviv a short time ago.